Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Girl Who Lived in the Tree. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where curiosity meets knowledge. I'm Aloy, your host, inviting you to join me on a fascinating journey as we uncover intriguing stories and explore the depths of a topic that might seem unusual at first glance, but is sure to capture your imagination. Today, we're diving into the article titled, The Girl Who Lived in the Tree. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Does this involve magical forests or fairy tales? While it may sound like the title of a fantasy novel, The Girl Who Lived in the Tree is a surreal narrative filled with themes of conservation, artistic expressions, and the incredible work of a fashion designer who used the environment as a canvas. The article centers around an extraordinary fashion collection by the late British designer, Alexander McQueen. For those who might not be familiar, McQueen was renowned for his bold and often avant-garde designs. His collections were known to challenge conventions and explore profound themes. This particular collection, which debuted in the autumn-winter of 2008, is a shining example of how fashion can weave together storytelling, environmental commentary, and art. Imagine a grand, aged tree standing nobly amidst a landscape, its branches reaching skyward, a symbol of endurance and resilience. McQueen's collection draws inspiration from just such an image. The narrative created around this collection tells the fictional story of a girl who secluded herself in a tree to escape a troubled world and find solace within nature. It's an archetype that resonates with many of us, don't you think? To retreat into nature to find peace. We seem to have an intrinsic longing for that connection with the natural world as a refuge from our busy, technology-laden lives. McQueen was not just crafting garments, he was fostering a dialogue. A dialogue about harmony with nature versus the persistence of human indifference towards it. His designs marry fantasy with reality, presenting us with a question: how do we reconcile our modern lives with the environment that nurtures us? I'd love for you to ponder that as we continue. The collection itself featured an array of outfits that highlighted intricate embroidery, feather motifs, and silhouettes reminiscent of nature's forms. It's fascinating how these cascading, organic shapes would later become emblematic of McQueen's work. The garments exuded an otherworldly charm, bridging the gap between human craftsmanship and the wild elegance of the natural world. Let's consider this from a broader perspective. Beyond the fashion runway, how often do you see elements of nature influencing art and design in your everyday life, in architecture, literature, or even technology? I invite you to think about this. It speaks volumes about the pervasive influence nature has, even in our most urban settings. McQueen's approach was environmental in spirit, yet exhibited a deep understanding of craftsmanship. Each piece was more than just clothing. It was a statement, a manifesto hidden in plain sight. The designer often used his collections to voice his concerns regarding the overconsumption and environmental challenges of the modern world. It's both a reminder and a call to action for us all, to appreciate the beauty of the natural world and to recognize our responsibility in preserving it. Speaking of actions, here's a question for you to mull over. In what ways do you see yourself contributing, even in small measures, to environmental conservation? And how do creativity and innovation play a role in these efforts? Through McQueen's work, the message shines clear. Fashion can transcend its traditional boundaries, becoming a platform for critical thinking and societal discourse. We're often moved by the artistry and storytelling behind works like The Girl Who Lived in the Tree. They beckon us to reflect and perhaps inspire change in our own spheres of influence. Before we bring today's exploration to a close, let me leave you with a call to action. I encourage you, dear listeners, to delve deeper into not only the craftsmanship behind such collections, but also the narratives they spin. As you go about your day, ask yourself, what story does the world around you tell? How does it influence your choices, your passions, your actions? And if you've been touched by the themes explored in McQueen's work, consider how you can infuse that same spirit of innovation and care for our planet into your everyday life. The challenges we face today call for all of us to participate in writing a new narrative, one where humankind and nature coexist in harmony. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, when we unravel another thread of knowledge from the vast tapestry of Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep learning, and most importantly, keep imagining. Stay curious, everyone.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Girl Who Lived in the Tree. Thanks for listening. See you next time.